Hello? Anyone? I've been here for 2 hours. I can keep yelling for a long time. I'm not even causing a scene. You're literally the only person that can see or hear me. I'm not gonna get tired, or thirsty, or hungry. I'm an angel. I exist off the energy of the cosmos. Please open up. I want to help.
What? I hear that little guy. Are you upset? Worst guardian angel ever. That stung more than it should have. Okay, yeah, the date went badly, but it wasn't my fault, though. The two of you just weren't compatible. Oh, come on, what do you want me to do, brainwash her? You're not supposed to say yes to that. Did you ever consider that your attitude is why you can't get into a lasting relationship? Oh, wait, no, honey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Please don't cry. I'm sorry. Come on, let's go inside. You don't want your neighbors getting the wrong idea, right? Not a good look for you. Talking to yourself and crying in the doorway. Let's go to the living room. Come on now. Sit down, sweetie. Let me wrap you up in my wings. Remember how much you liked this when you were younger? All those late night chats. Getting over worries about tests, helping you with your homework, talking about your first crushes. I miss those times too. But you're a grown-up now, and that means grown-up problems. Last night, you didn't do badly on the date, but it just didn't go well either. I'm glad you agree. She wasn't right for you. It happens. It's nothing to get upset over. Fish, sea, plenty more, you know. I can understand that. Being tired of dating for the moment. It can be so exhausting. Especially with the runs of bad luck we've had. Yeah. The torn dresses, spilled drinks. The tripping and putting hands where they aren't supposed to be. Just terrible luck. When I say it like that, like what? Oh, sweetie, of course I'm not happy about it. It's just terrible that you couldn't land a relationship with all those impure, imperfect women. I'm not shaking. I'm just calm. I don't get cold. Yeah, I do. You try walking around wearing a revealing crop top toga in the middle of winter. I know I feel warm, but I... There's no use lying. Okay, fine. I am shaking. I am angry. Why? Why? Because I'm right here! I'm beautiful. I'm literally angelic. I've got long, silky, platinum blonde hair. My skin is always glowing. Again, literally. I'm just the right height, the right weight, and perfectly proportioned. Ironically, I'm basically a physical embodiment of temptation. And you keep chasing human women. They don't even have wings. How are they supposed to cuddle you like I do? Fine, no. All those screw-ups on those dates may not have just been bad luck. I might have been sabotaging you. Or them. Or both of you sometimes. May have also influenced your moods a bit, but they weren't good enough for you. I thought that maybe if we kept at it, I'd find someone I was happy for you to go out with. You know, someone nice, and I could have looked after the kids you made. Help raise them like I helped raise you, but it didn't work. Every time you sat down to dinner with someone, or you held hands, or kissed someone, I felt my blood boil. I think I realized that I'd fallen for you.
Yeah, fallen angel. The funny part isn't lost on me. You take this serious? I really like you, and I want you to be happy. And I don't know if I could trust anyone else to make that happen. And with the stuff you've been into lately, I mean, you know, it's not for everyone. Honey, I'm your guardian angel. I know all the stuff you like. It's fine. I won't judge you for it. You're your own man. You can like what you like. But all the rough stuff, the consent play, the sadism especially, I wouldn't have understood. But I do. I love you. And I'd help you do anything if it made you happy. I'd let you do anything if it made you happy. Except swearing, when allowed to do that. Please? Oh, thank you. A chance is all I need. First advantage of having an angel for a girlfriend? I can make a collar appear out of thin air. Silver, in black. Like the ones you always thought about. Name tag even says pain slut. I know you like that sort of thing. And it's ever so slightly too small. Enough that I could never really be comfortable wearing it. And this is a remote control. Once I put this on, you can deliver a controlled shock to me. It can be as intense as you want, or as mild. Just like the ones you always fantasize about. Want to take it for a spin? Master. Okay. Let me lift my hair out of the way. Yes, it's a little hard to breathe. But I can see by the bulge in your pants that excites you. Remember, sweetie. I can feel pain, but you can't hurt me. So, don't stop if I ask you to. Not if you don't want to. I'm your property now, complete with a collar. Don't slow down, not even if I start begging. I want this as much as you do, Master. Ow, it's burning my neck. I can feel it going down my back, running through my body. It's making me twitch. You like it when girls talk about being in pain, right, Master? Oh, you're telling them how much it screws them up, about how it wants to make them cry, about how they do anything for it to stop. And I tell you how much this is hurting me. Right? You've only got it on a middle setting. Why don't you turn it up a bit? Awful. That's just awful. I can feel the pressure building up in my head. It's like I'm being choked and my body's on fire. And it's a vaginal thing in my vagina. I can feel it making me wet. I wish I could cast and make this easy. Oh, you're weaving your fingers into mine. Just like I always wanted. This doesn't hurt you, does it, baby? I just a single. Good. Oh, it hurts me. It hurts me so good. I know you like when girls say that. It really, really hurts. Thank you, baby. Oh, holding your hand helps. It really does. Putting your hand on my breasts. Do you want to? You threw me onto my back. And you. No, sweetie, I wanted to save that. I wanted to be. Stop! Take the collar off. It's too much. I'm sorry. I don't want to do this anymore. I can't focus on making the collar disappear. It hurts too much. I can't think. I can feel the oxygen going through my body. It's horrible. Oh, my legs. Don't grab my legs, baby. Please. Please, Master, let me go. I'll do anything. Just don't make our first time like that. No. Don't tear up my rose. No, it feels still good. Oh, it shouldn't feel good. I shouldn't feel like this. pleasure aren't meant to be the same thing. I'm so wet, though. Oh, my vagina is twitching so much from your penis. I want the pain. It's just pulsing through me. Can you feel them, master? Can you sync up with them? Make me feel the pleasure through the pain, please. I'm begging you, make me your pain slave. Oh my god, oh god. I can feel it. All the forbidden pleasures I've been denied. I can feel my body quaking with pain. My inner walls clenching as the voltage rapes its way through them. I can feel how I tighten and quiver around you. I can feel the way you mercilessly plow into me. I'm an angel master and you're ruining me. Oh, yes, hit me again. I'm your pain slut, I'm into. Oh, it's starting to feel good. Oh, this is so wrong, but I love it. A remote, crank it up, master. Put it to the max setting. Don't ask me if I'm sure. I'm an object just. Oh my god. Oh my god, it hurts. Oh god. Oh, master. Come in your pain slut. Paint my wound. Make me feel it through the pain. Oh, yes. There you go. That's it. Come. Thank you, master. What the? My halo! And my wings. They're turning black. My hair, too. Wait, no, it's stopping. It looks like a gradient. Yeah, I know. Looks kind of hot. My eyes. They've turned pink. Wait. My head. They're coming out of my head. It really hurts. Horns. I just grew horns. Oh, they're so tender. No, don't touch them. I think I just fell from grace. Motherfucker. Wait. I just swore. Shit. Fuck. Ass. Bitch. Shit. Balls. Ass. Cock. Wow, this is really fun. Cunt. Wait, my head feels good. Hey, come here. Holy shit. I feel like everything was muffled before. Now it's all amplified. Oh my god. I feel terrible all of a sudden. Like empty. Like I'm twisting up inside. Hungry? I'm hungry. Man, I didn't realize demons had it so rough. Food? No, something else. I need energy. That hasn't changed. I need to feed. I need. What is it? Trying to remember. Angel. Falling through lust. I know what I need. Fuck my face. No, I'll sit up. And you just shove your dick into my throat and go to town. You can use my new horns as handles. They're so sensitive, I'll probably come just from you grabbing them. Between that and the collar, I won't be able to breathe for sure. And if I get brain damage, I'll know I'm not as durable in this new form. If I don't, you can keep being as rough as you like. Taking it too far. Baby, I just fell from grace. I'm a fucking demon now. I exist to take it too far. And I fell because you broke my purity. by raping me and degrading me and making me like it. In plain English, you made me into a lust demon. I need to feed off you. Angels are aspects of purity, so they exist off the pure energy of the world around them. Demons exist as part of their aspect. My aspect is lust, so I need lust energy to survive. And I want your lust. Besides, don't tell me you wouldn't like me as your brain-damaged bimbo angel girl. On the chance I'm damaged, I'll just be doing what I'd have done anyway. The only thing a dirty, masochist whore like me is good for is serving you. And if you wanted me to, I could use my powers to fix myself. Eventually. I don't expect some bimbo to be able to figure out that sort of thing so quickly. Especially when she doesn't need brain to fuck herself on your cock. Thank you, Master. Oh, fuck. Who needs purity? I've got love, pain, and pleasure all tied in one. I love you. My corrupter. My master. My god.